Well, Ian is in the country, so if I said too much, he'd probably drop out of the sky and knock me off this bench. But, you know, I'm sure people driving by have seen there's some pretty cool activity happening in the timber field. There's a new complex there, Sunken Road, that, you know, will really be, I think, you know, influential in at least slowing them way down in the beginning of the course. And
welcome to the Major League Eventing Podcast, the show for eventing fans by eventing fans.
And Karen, as usual, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Mane & Tail, Karen.
Only the best.
Only the best. We love Mane & Tail. You know, we always talk about all the different horse products that Mane & Tail puts out, but you know what? They do have a full line of beauty products for you and me, Karen.
They sure do.
So, do you have a favorite product that you'd like to use for Mane & Tail?
I think I would have to say it's the hair strengthener.
The hair strengthener. I've definitely seen that on your beauty counter.
I love using it. I tell you what, it really has strengthened my hair. I have less split ends, and it's actually, I get a little thin in certain areas, and it's actually been growing.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I always love your hair, but I know you've always had... I know you've always complained about, you know, your hair being a little thin and you're always picking at your split ends and all that stuff. So, and I see you using this and I do see an improvement. So let's hear all about it, Karen.
So it is a daily protective and fortifying leave-in treatment for stronger, healthier hair. It nourishes and repairs. It provides essential protection to help prevent split ends. Protects hair strands from heat and chemical styling, which I do a lot. I do a lot of that. Provides additional moisturizing and conditioning protection. It is alcohol-free, and it's safe and gentle for all hair types.
That's wonderful. So, like I say, I know you've been using it, and you love it. And we asked the folks over at Mane & Tail, hey, can we talk about the beauty products, because they are so fantastic. So, because the audience, the horses aren't listening, Karen.
No, they're not.
You know what I mean? It's the people. So... I use the products, you use the products. So we're going to start, you know, mixing in some of the beauty products along with the horse care line. So check it out at maneandtail.com if you want to learn more about the products. And we just got to say thanks again to Mane & Tail for all their support over the years. Triple Crown Feed.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Triple Crown, big fans of Triple Crown Feed. They have tons of great products out there, premium stuff. Karen, what do you got to say over there?
So Triple Crown has formulas that are tailored to your horse's unique needs and help support immunity and gut health. Find your local Triple Crown Feed dealer by going to triplecrownfeed.com.
Triplecrownfeed.com. That's a little bit of a tongue twister.
Triplecrownfeed.com.
They have a great feed locator. They have a great feed comparison tool on their website. I encourage everyone to get over there. Check out Triple Crown Feed's website. Check out the different products. Check out what makes them so special. And give them a shot, right, Karen?
Oh, yeah.
Support the people to support the show.
It's October and also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Our good friends Fairfax and Favor have partnered for the 9th year in a row with Breast Cancer Now. Now go to fairfaxandfavor.com to check out their limited edition pink Breast Cancer Now collection, where 100% of the proceeds go towards raising awareness and to support the people affected by breast cancer. Now this year, breast cancer hits a little home for me as my mom was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. And thanks to businesses like Fairfax and Favor and their generosity, my mom is getting the treatment she needs and is doing great. So to check out this special limited edition pink collection, go to fairfaxandfavor.com. I'm Karen, and I'm your host of the Major League Eventing Podcast. And Robbie is off working today, so he cannot be here. We are recording at the Fairhill Saddlery, and my co-host is Kim Chick, who her and her husband Frank own Fairhill Saddlery. So welcome, Kim.
Thank you
for being my host. And we're here because the Mars Maryland 5-star at Fairhill, presented by Brown Advisory, is having a ticket sale today. And we're super excited. We have special guests Jeff Newman and Joni Morris here, and we're going to be talking about the 5-star coming up. So welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so I drove past the event and lots is going on. So can you tell us how the preparation is going?
So we started on September 1st. It's lots of build. We do all the tents and the bleachers and the seating. It's all temporary structures, but it's great because we get to customize the look that we want and make it real intimate for the fans. So every ticket's a great seat and things are going really well. I mean, God willing, the weather keeps cooperating and I think things are going to really turn out really spectacularly this year.
That sounds great, Jeff. What do you have to add?
So they've been working on the cross-country course year-round. So when you drive by and you see the grass and it looks like otherworldly, it's due to Rupert Landscape's huge efforts that they put in and DNR making sure that that grass is perfect and the footing is really, really optimal for the horses. And then Tyson Rementer and Ian Stark have been out building and moving jumps and making terrain and making the cross-country course one of the best in the world. So I think Saturday is going to be an unbelievable day. And that, you know, thanks to everyone that's been working on that course basically for the last 12 months.
It's been so fun watching it come alive every day. There's always something new to see. So that's exciting. What are some of the things competition-wise we should look for in the Young Event Horse Championships, the 3-star and the 5-star?
Yeah, we have a huge range of competition, you know, but all the horses in the 4 different divisions that we have are at the highest level of their division. So it's the best 4-year-old event horses in the country, the best 5-year-old event horses, top 3-star horses in the USEF National 3-star Championships, and then obviously the 5-star, which is the pinnacle of the sport. We are maxed out on young event horses, which is awesome. So it's really, you know, that's the beginning of their competitive career. And a lot of them have never been in an environment like that before. So it's a real championship for them, which is a great opportunity. You know, we have a couple horses in the 3-star this year that competed as 5-year-olds 2 years ago in the Young Event Horse Championship here. So that's sort of how the process should work. So Philip Dutton has Lincoln's Address, who's a thoroughbred that trained at Fairhill, actually, by Grand Motion. And Mia Farley has a horse that Karen O'Connor owns. I know her mother was a racehorse as well. His mother was a racehorse as well. His name has escaped me at the moment. I know she calls him Sammy. But look for those two horses in the 3-star as 7-year-olds that were here as 5-year-olds. And then obviously in the 5-star, we have some of the biggest names in the game. And we have some really exciting people coming over from the UK. We've got William Fox Pitt, who's obviously won more 5-stars than anyone else. And we have Piggy French, who, you know, is just quietly ticks away winning events week in and week out. And so we're really excited about them both coming for the first time. And then obviously Boyd Martin, Philip Dutton, the usual names from the U.S. in addition to some really exciting young riders coming up. Again, Mia Farley, she's doing her first 5-star. Ariel Aroney, Zach Brandt's returning for his second crack at the event. So it's just a really great mixture to me of up-and-coming riders, horses having their first crack at the level, and then, you know, the seasoned professionals that, like Jenny Brannigan, that hasn't missed a year, and people like that, you know, that had just keep returning, and everyone's trying to win it, and it's obviously a really big deal, and it's really hard to win. So we're looking forward to the competition unfolding.
Yeah, that's really exciting, and also Monica Spencer came over. We got to interview her about a couple of weeks ago, and she's really cool. I really like her.
Yeah, and she put an awesome performance at Plantation in the terrible weather. And, you know, she went very end of the day, and she did a super job. It's a lovely thoroughbred horse. I've, you know, seen her around Unionville quite a bit. She's based over across the street from Boyd Martin. And, yeah, I mean, I think she's maybe not as familiar to everybody as some of the bigger names coming from overseas, but the girl's on it, and she's doing a great job. And so it'd be really exciting to see how her horse, Artist is his name.
Yeah,
Max.
Yep.
How he, you know, performs. I think she's been, you know, spent a lot of time, obviously, effort, money, getting here and preparing him. So I'm looking forward to, I'm excited for her. I'm looking forward to see how that pans out for her.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, like you said, Ariel Aharoni and Mia Farley for their first 5-stars. So that's going to be fun to watch them young girls go. I've known Ariel for a while, so I'm excited to be cheering her on.
Yeah, it's cool to see, you know, some of those kids came up in my old job at the USEF, like through the, Mia Farley was 13 my first year when we did the under 18 program. You know, she was the youngest person in the program, and now here she is 10 years late. 10 years later.
Yeah.
Doing her first 5-star. It's pretty cool.
It's so exciting. It's such a great opportunity for especially some of our big name local riders that are bringing these new riders up to have something almost in their backyard that they can get their feet wet at this level of competition and not have to travel and put their horses and themselves through so much stress. So,
well, and you figure, you know, we talked about this a lot, like getting a horse ready for a five-star, so many things have to go right.
Yeah.
And if you're ready for a five-star at this time of year, but you don't have the means to go overseas and there was nothing available, April's an awfully long way away. And, you know, and that's typically was the only option in the U.S. So it really does offer an opportunity to people can be creative with their plans. They can prepare accordingly. They don't have to be in a rush to try and get there, you know, thinking, oh, it's, you know, I need to get to Kentucky because there's no other option. And we all love Kentucky. It's, you know, it's certainly it's having two of the best events in the world, you know, in our country, but it is just great for the, especially for the development of horses to have the option of doing something in the fall without having to spend the money and the resources to put them on a plane to go to Europe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, is there any little secret you could tell us going on, like maybe with the cross country course, anything new that?
Well, Ian is in the country. So if I said too much, he'd probably drop out of the sky and knock me off this bench. But, you know, I'm sure people driving by have seen there's some pretty cool activity happening in the timber field. There's a new complex there, Sunken Road, that, you know, will really be, I think, you know, influential in at least slowing them way down in the beginning of the course. And, you know, I spoke about the turf earlier, and it is next level. And that's part of, which is great, but it's very, very fast. And so for the racing, you know, the racing community, like the, you know, fast turf horses, it's like spring loaded. So I think after 2 years of doing this, Ian realized, you know, he needs to put in some turns and obstacles to slow them down, just to, you know, the time a little bit harder to get so that the cross country remains, you know, as influential as it should at the level. And so I think both there, and then there's some new stuff at the end of the course that's really different and unique that I think people will be really excited about. So there's not a bad spot to watch on course, but definitely there's some, be some influential combinations in the crab water, Jeff's favorite jump, which he's going to talk about in a second more. That is going to be very, very tough, and I think it'll be a great place to watch. So get your seats early up there, the crab water is what I would say. And?
Yeah, just from a fan perspective, you know, we have basically destinations. You know, what makes our cross-country course so unique is it's not just one flat open land. It's really made up of three sections, timber, middle hayfield, and sawmill. And each has its own unique characteristic, and each is a destination. So for tailgaters especially, it's a great visual experience. But we'll have a crab restaurant at the crab complex for people to enjoy. We have our sawmill waterfront club. And then, you know, in timber, of course, that's where the Young Event Horse Competition also takes place. So each area is just a unique fan experience. And we'll have, you know, plenty of seating out there, plenty of food and beverage. We'll have shuttle service throughout. So it makes it easy for people to get around, both around the perimeter as well as stops from the box office to the crab complex. So we'll make it easy for people. And I think everybody just has a chance to enjoy the course in different ways. And so it's exciting. And I think our cross country course is as good as it gets in the world.
It's a beautiful course. Having seen so many, it is absolutely eye-catching. And I think it's special because even if you're not a horse person or an eventer yourself, just watching it, you can appreciate what those horses are going through. That crab jump is still going viral on social media. Yeah. It seems like it always pops up. And somebody like from the hunter or equitation world will say, "You will not catch me dead jumping something like that." Yeah. So you've made such a statement piece with that jump. And is there any new jumps that we might see, or you can't talk about them yet?
Well, Joni mentioned the Sunken Road, so uh-huh. I'll give her the if she gets in trouble by Ian Stark. But, but no, that's going to be an awesome feature, and you know, it was really. I think, again, from a fan perspective, going to be a destination that people can really hang out throughout the day. But, you know, we are introducing, just for the cross-country course as well as the event, what's called MD Five-Star Radio. And it's going to be powered by Brown Advisory. So what makes it unique now is that you're going to be able to purchase a radio piece. They'll only be $20. And you'll be able to listen to all the commentary from the broadcast and the live stream. So even if you're at one particular obstacle on the course, you'll be able to hear what's going on throughout the cross-country course. So that's new for this year. I think it's going to be a really good fan enhancement. And so no matter where you go, you're going to be able to keep up with the action. In addition, we're adding new placement on our video boards, and I think they're going to be a lot more accessible and fan-friendly as well to just really keep up with the action throughout the day.
It's going to be so awesome. I cannot wait to experience the radio. I'm so glad to hear that.
I know. I got to order mine. I keep saying I'm going to order it, and I got to do it.
I'm going to do it right after.
Yeah. So, all right. So besides the competition, what else is there to do? I know you guys got a lot of extra things, and of course, the most important thing
for us, we'll
get to that. But what else do you have going on?
Well, just to compliment, you know, Kim and Frank, obviously Fairhill Saturday has a great shopping experience. So we encourage everyone to go there, obviously, and all of our retail vendors. We probably have over 125 retail vendors that, you know, gives you an opportunity to do your holiday shopping early. And whether you are looking for horse products or non-horse products, we have a good mixture of all that. In addition, of course, our special events, the Maryland Corgi Cup, we're so excited about it. And obviously Major League Eventing has been a huge part of bringing that to our event, and it's just becoming popular. People just want to buy tickets for that. And then we'll have our Beer, Wine, Spirits Expo. It's going to be sponsored by Elk River Brewery and Bog Turtle, which are local here to Cecil County. And then we have Hall of Champions, which I'll let Joni talk more about. But we're also going to have some pony racing, some Shetland pony racing. So that's new to this year. So a lot of
rescue dog parade
as well. So it's just something that we'll have for the, you know, anyone, you know, to enjoy at the event, whether you're a horse lover or not. There's something for everyone.
Jeff mentioned the Hall of Champions, and you know, this is obviously, as him can appreciate, and being in Fairhill, it's a pretty cool you know, meeting point of racing, eventing. Steeplechase racing in Maryland's obviously has tons of, you know, celebrities in that aspect. But Chester County, Pennsylvania is so close too. And there's a lot of people right over the border that Fairhill means a ton to them. So we've talked to different entities that had horses that are, you know, quite connected to Maryland. And we have Philip Dutton bringing Mighty Nice, who obviously won a bronze medal in 2016. So he and two of Grand Motion's horses will be out on Sunday, main sequence. And then main sequence is best field buddy that he doesn't go anywhere without, called Bye Bye Melvin. So they'll be out, so people can get pictures with them, learn more about them, see videos of them in their prime, and then they're, you know, fat and furry now and enjoying their retirement. So that's pretty cool. And on Friday, we'll have Neville Bardos, Boyd Martin's World Games horse, and who's a real local celebrity. And then Cambalda, who won the 4-star long at Fairhill when it was on the Gallagher Roadside, but Jenny Brannigan, who's owned by Tim and Nina Gardner, obviously huge supporters of Fairhill. And then we'll also have Twill Do, who's a 2-time Maryland Hunt Cup winner that was trained in Maryland. So he's coming up, and I think it'll be really cool. People really get close to horses that, you know, they've only been able to read about and see those horses in their retirement, and you know, just showcase the Maryland horse industry and the local community and sort of the local celebrities that walk amongst everybody. But sometimes it feels like they're a little bit, that, you know, for fans and kids, they can't get close to them. So I think it's a really cool opportunity to bring the horses to the people in that sense.
Yeah, and where would the people be able to find them?
So the Hall of Champions is just down in the infield, so behind the chalets. So basically behind the big video board that's in the main arena, just down the hill towards the cross country course, towards the timber field. There'll also be a petting zoo down there, so there'll be the mini cow and goats and, you know, mini horse. Anita Motion is actually with the two racehorses that are coming from Graham. She's bringing a miniature pony as well, Benjamin Buttons. So there'll be all kinds of stuff to do. And then we have the fuzzy eventer, the furry event,
fluffy eventer.
Sorry,
Margaret. Yeah, Arthur is very famous. Yes, yeah.
So he'll be there too. So I just think there'll be a lot to do in that sense. We have Milburn Orchard coming out with orchard games, like just be a whole experience. You know, trying to tie in the local community, but give people things to do if they don't want to necessarily watch every dressage test. That there's something else for them to do that is horse related or horse adjacent or just Maryland related that I think people will really enjoy. So
yeah, and just adding more local, because we're making an emphasis on that, you know, just next door, Kingdom Horse Trailer and Heart Trailer will have a lot of their displays out at the event. And of course Milburn Orchard, like we just mentioned, they'll have their apple cider donuts and cider out there. And then, like I mentioned earlier, Elk River Brewery and Bog Turtle will be out there selling their local craft beers. We have some jewelry vendors that are making special Maryland 5-star custom jewelry. And then our official merchandise. I think we have some great apparel and the opportunity to get some branded, you know, apparel this year that, you know, limited supply. And I think, as Joni just said, there's a lot to do and it's something for everyone.
What I've noticed the past couple of years is some of the Maryland five-star product has sold out that first day, and people scavenge for it. So you guys always have the greatest things, and I'm excited to see what you have this year.
Yeah, I think our merchandise of the first year when we're coming off a pandemic in 2021, how much product do you actually order? I mean, how many people are actually going to come to an event, you know, coming off of that? So, you know, we were limited, very limited in supply the first year. But, you know, second year, now that we have sort of an established sort of baseline of attendance, I think we'll have a lot more available for a lot more people with a lot different sizes. And then with Dewberry and other, you know, sponsors that we have, I think they're offering some really incredible products, both in our merchandise and at their own retail location. So I think it's going to be a special year. You know, just pray for good weather.
That's all we can do, right?
Yes, definitely. Now, the Shetland Pony Racing, what day is that going to be held on?
It's going to be on Saturday.
Okay.
We're going to have Lead Line as well as Shetland Pony Racing. The plan at the moment, you know, barring unforeseen circumstances, is to have our Lead Line in between the three and the five star cross country, and then have the Shetland Pony Race immediately following the five star.
Okay.
So it gives, you know, people that want to still stay at the event, you know, really cool activity utilizing the new turf track. And I think it'll be a real fun activity heading into Sunday with the Corgi Cup.
Right.
So we hope that the pony racing becomes an established special event, very similar to how we're building the Maryland Corgi Cup.
Yeah, very exciting. Now, Maryland Corgi Cup, we have 100 corgis registered.
It's going to be the best day ever. All of this.
I'm already stressed out just thinking about it, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be a lot of fun. But as of this morning, I do have a surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
I didn't want to tell you before we started this. You ever hear of Hammy and Olivia?
I have not.
Okay.
Have
you? Well, you got to look on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Hammy and Olivia, they recently moved to Washington, D.C. They are coming. They have over 12 million followers.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Karen just showed me some of their videos, and they are spectacular.
Yeah.
Like, super entertaining, super cute. Totally worth the check out. And the fact that they're coming is going to be incredible.
Can they race?
Sorry, we're currently looking.
Are they going to race, or are they just like corgi cheerleaders?
They want to come. They just want to come.
And, oh, good.
Yeah, the owner, his name is Chris. He reached out to me this morning, and
that's awesome.
He said he wants to come. And
well,
so
now we have celebrity corgis.
Yeah, so we have celebrity corgis.
And celebrity horses. We got everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So sorry, Stanley, you're no longer a celebrity, but
Stanley will always be the number one
celebrity. Yeah.
I guess, though, that's worth mentioning. If people aren't familiar with the event, you can bring your dog, which is obviously a really
great
cool component to spending the day out. Not just, they don't have to be a celebrity or a corgi. And we're also having the rescue dog parade. So if you have a rescue dog, you can parade around, which is pretty cool too. So we have a lot of things to do with various
animals. And I forgot to mention, when you talk about dogs, Mars is bringing their VI pet, which is very, very popular, where your dog's the VIP and you're the plus one. And so obviously come visit that. They'll have a lot of free you know, leashes and things like that for visitors. So that's always a hugely popular destination. So
they'll print your dog a credential.
Exactly, credentials. And So, bring your dog. It's a perfect way to get some exercise, you and the family, especially cross-country day. And we encourage it. You know, it's dog-friendly, and Mars does a great job, not only for the horses, but for the dogs as well.
Awesome. Now, new this year is the Great Wolf Lodge. You guys partnered with them. So can you tell us a little bit about that partnership and everything?
First of all, it's really exciting for Maryland, really exciting for Cecil County and Perryville. So, you know, we were highly anticipating the opening, and of course we wanted to first get involved and partner with them before they sold out. And so it gives us the opportunity to really market the event to families to come to Cecil County for a week, as opposed to just a day or two. And it's a 700 room property right next door. We're also partnering with Hollywood Casino, so we have something for everyone. Again, you could bring your whole family, and you know, family and the kids could enjoy the water parks. If the adults need some time by themselves, then go to the casino, and then everybody can come out to the event, and then hopefully they spend some time in Cecil County and get some really good food at the local restaurant. So we think we have the ability now to market the event worldwide as a family-oriented destination where you could take some vacation time and really enjoy what Maryland has to offer.
If you haven't seen the Instagram video of Boyd's children, Leo and Knox, putting it to the ultimate test when it first opened, it's highly entertaining. So check out our Instagram because it's definitely, and if you have kids, it looks like a great place to entertain them.
I do think, though, that Boyd and the boys were neck and neck of who enjoyed it more.
100%.
True. Boyd was giving it his all, and that video was spectacular. So we've stayed at a Great Wolf Lodge, and it was a really good experience for us and our kids. And I think it's super that you're having that partnership because it does make it worthwhile to come. Because kids get tired of certain things, and you can just, you know, go.
Yeah,
and
I mean, we want to create memories. Yeah. I mean, that's some of the best events in the world. They remember them forever, your experience. So having Great Wolf Lodge, you know, for the family, and then, of course, just being one of only 7 5 stars in the world, I mean, this is a memory. And we want people to come here and, you know, really, you know, enjoy spending time with family in an outdoor event when the trees are changing colors, and it's just it's a beautiful atmosphere. And I think if you've never been to the sport, we always encourage people to come out on Saturday if you're only going to come out for a day, because, of course, cross-country and eventing, that's what defines the sport. But any day should have, you know, great activities, and, you know, we hope people just, you know, if they're coming here for the first time, will want to keep coming back.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the event's live-streamed, of course. Where can people find that?
So Maryland Public Television, which has been a great partner from the start, they'll broadcast the 5-star live for all 4 days. In addition to that, Horse and Country, if you're from overseas, it is subscription-based, but they will be showing it internationally to the international audience. And then the USEF Network will have the 3-star and the 5-star throughout all 4 days. That's free. And obviously Maryland Public Television, of course, they're also streaming it as well, and that's free. So, yeah, we wanted to make sure that the event was, if you couldn't make it out to the event, that you still have the opportunity to see it and see it for free, you know, here in the U.S. So it was important for us to really create awareness for the event, and obviously having live television and a live stream does that.
That sounds awesome. We try to keep it running in our booth so that if somebody's shopping, they can peek and see what's going on live. So thank you for that.
Sure.
So people want to come. They want to see what's going on. How and where can they get tickets?
They could be at Fairhill Saddlery right now buying
them. They could be right now buying tickets.
Exactly.
But, so they live far away. How do they get tickets to come to the event?
So there's still hospitality passes available, very few, but that's available until October 13th. So we have high-end hospitality options, all-inclusive food and beverage. We also have our Corbell Club that's available. And then you could also purchase just regular reserve seating and general admission through Maryland5star.us. Just go to our ticketing section, or you can come to the box office during the event. Gates open at 8 a.m. each day, and you could just walk up and purchase your tickets. But we encourage people to get them in advance, especially if you're looking for reserve seats and a seat assignment.
And can they buy the radios the same way?
You can buy them in advance now. It's just an add-on to your ticket buy, or you can buy it separately if you've already bought your tickets. So just go to the website, and it'll be obvious when you get there when you're purchasing tickets. Or at the event, we'll have specific sales areas where you can, A, pick up your radio if you purchased in advance, or buy it there on the spot. So that'll be at our box office. There'll also be sold in our merchandise area. And then we'll have sales available at the top of Sawmill for Cross Country Day. So there'll be 3 points of sale to get your radio.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you've discussed a couple options on Cross Country Day where people can go and, like, have crabs at the crab jump. Is that a separate ticket, or how do they get involved or be able to access that area?
So to get to the Crab Shack, and it's hosted by the Wellwood, which has some of the best crabs in Maryland, and that's just open to anyone. It's an open restaurant, so if you have a general admission ticket, you can just go and grab a table. The Sawmill Waterfront Club, that is an advance purchase, and that includes all inclusive of food and beverage as well, which is a great view of the crab complex. That's available until October 13th now, and we still have some spots available.
Super.
Awesome.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah, so countdown's on. Can't wait. We are so excited. I know I can't wait. One of my favorite events of the year. But thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Joni, so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you both for all your support.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And I mean, Major League Eventing, you guys have supported the event from the get-go, obviously Fairhill Satterlee as well. So just appreciate loyal supporters. And, you know, it's really what's going to help build the event. We want to have some consistency and people have an expectation, but always bring some new elements as well. So appreciate all the help and promotion.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a great event to be a part of.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and never miss an episode of the Major League Eventing Podcast.